Three. We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen. We'd like to introduce Rob Longman, managing member of Longman and Van Grack. Rob, what is Longman and Van Grack? What are you guys doing?
We are a law firm. We practice in business practice. We're representing mom-and-pop companies as well as million-dollar corporations in all aspects of their business. Estate planning, so the drafting of wills, powers of attorneys, and trust, as well as tax representation for people before the Internal Revenue Service and local state authorities, and commercial litigation.
How large or how small is this firm?
We have nine attorneys.
Nine attorneys. And where are you from originally?
I am from Potomac, Maryland.
And how many brothers and sisters, and where are you in the pecking order?
I have two brothers, and I am right in the middle.
You're right in the middle. What was the effect of you growing up in the middle of three brothers when you were a kid?
Probably making life difficult for me.
Tell me a little bit more about that. What was that all about?
Well, you always have an older brother who was 4 years older than me, so he always had the opportunity to do everything before me, and I still had usually about 2 to 3 years before I got to catch up and do that. Mm-hmm. But with a younger brother who was only 2 years below me, he was usually about my level, so still able to do the things that I was doing, even though I was older.
What'd you tell us about bedtime?
Well, bedtime was always difficult. My older brother, obviously, for example, say, would go to bed at 9, whereas me and both my younger brother were still going to bed at 8:30.
Mm-hmm. So you want to be treated fairly. And what kind of sports were you playing as a kid?
My sport that I really focused on was taekwondo.
Tell us a little bit about what that's all about and how that describes your personality.
Well, you know, for me, a lot of what was behind Taekwondo was the discipline. You know, while, yes, you do have the martial arts behind it and the fighting, it's really about the discipline. And, you know, that helps me to focus on what I need to get done for work as well as moving forward and accomplishing my goals.
So you've developed a great deal of discipline through sports, which is coming through in the law practice, building the law practice?
It definitely comes through in building a law practice. Especially in my law practice, I work from home mainly. So it's having that discipline to be able to sit down at the desk that I've set aside to make sure I get everything done that I need to get done.
Earlier you mentioned that you were a volunteer EMT. What was that all about? What turned you on about that?
Well, I've always enjoyed the medical field, but my whole family's basically in the medical field, and it was just an exciting time and a big adrenaline rush for me and a lot of fun.
So being an EMT, an emergency medical technician with an ambulance, you sort of enjoyed that.
Oh, I loved it. It was tons of fun.
Uh-huh. What's that have to do with the practice of law?
They're similar in the sense that you're helping people. And a lot of times, especially in my practice, you see people at difficult times, just like you're seeing them when they're back in the ambulance. And I always remember something somebody taught me is that, you know, no matter what you had in the back of the ambulance, whether it's a broken ankle or a sprained finger or a cardiac arrest, to that person, it's an emergency. And it's the same thing with the practice of law. Somebody, typically when they call lawyers, aren't always in the best position. So when they give us a call, you know, even though I've seen it a million times, to them it's still that emergency. And, you know, you have to treat them with that respect so that you can help calm them down, make them feel better about their situation so that, you know, they feel a lot more calm.
Gotcha. Cecilia, what do you got?
What was the relationship like with your parents when you were growing up?
Probably more butting heads because, you know, they always wanted me to succeed, and obviously I wanted to succeed, but school wasn't always the easiest, so there was, you know, butting heads about that.
Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. You're an attorney now, which is a field that requires a lot of focus. What was that inflection point for you?
It was just, you know, turning it around and figuring out what I needed to do so I could get to where I was. Even in college, I first went in pre-med, changed my major to computer science, and then eventually switched to criminal behavior and graduated with that as my major. But, you know, it was just trying to find what fit for me.
Mm-hmm. Kay, what do you got?
What was a trait that was apparent in your childhood that you think has led you to this place now?
I'd say probably taking care of people for the most part. It wasn't something like I wasn't a caregiver to grandparents or anything along those lines, but I enjoy doing things for other people and trying to make other people happy.
So helping and solving problems and...
Helping, solving problems, and putting everything together to get people to a place where they need to be.
We're talking about people, so people would be clients and people would be group that works for you, all your associates. So a typical issue that all CEOs face is you have what you're passionate about and what you're good at, law, and then you start your own firm and now you have all the administrative tasks and you're balancing all those people. How do you make it work?
Balancing it has not always been easy. Really, most of it gets balanced between my partner and I, and we've kind of divided up the things that we're each good at to make sure that happens. Whereas my partner handles the social media for the firm and other aspects of the firm for that, while I handle most of the finances and payments for the firm, which has always been a strong point for me. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that when you were a kid, you were involved with a group that was, what was that called? Young
Judea.
And what was that group about, and what was the role you ended up playing in that group?
It was a Zionist youth movement, and I was with it since I was a kid when I started going to camp at Camp Judea in North Carolina. But as I progressed, I started taking on leadership roles within the group to eventually become the president of the region.
So what was your role as president of the region?
It was making sure and just, I guess, overseeing all the other people who had positions as leadership and making sure that everything moved smoothly.
So your role was organizing everybody and keeping everything organized and excited?
Correct. Trying to keep things moving forward and, you know, in some ways you're almost like a politician and you're going out and meeting with all the members and, you know, making sure that people are enjoying what they're doing and seeing what you can do to make it more enjoyable.
So what did you learn from that as a kid that has anything to do with running this law firm?
You know, it's leadership. It's the idea of trying to keep everybody happy. That's what a business is about, and making sure that my clients are happy, the people I'm working with are happy, because that's what's going to lead to the success of your business. While I've switched law firms in the past, a lot of my clients have always come with me, even when they weren't originally my client at that law firm, and it's because of the service that I provided to them.
Excellent.
And got involved with them.
Website address?
LVGlawfirm.com, Larry Victor Gold Lawfirm.com.
He was with Rob Longman, managing member Longman and Van Greck. We've also had the opportunity of speaking with Rita and Christopher Foss, CEO and co-founder Ironistic, Fred Press, managing partner and founder of Press Dozier and Hamelberg, Richard McBride, president of McBride Real Estate Services, and most recently Rob Longman, managing member of Longman and Van Greck. Here on Executive Leaders, I'd like to thank my co-hosts, Cecilia Hodges, M&T Bank, Kay Chuning, McBride Real Estate Services, and Steve Huberman, Certain Advisors, for giving me a hand structuring the questions. Hope you're providing our listening audience an educational and entertaining show. I'd like to thank our listening audience for listening. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a radio show. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com, to learn more about our executive leaders.